Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians? Right. Amen. The book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. The 15th chapter.
Right.
The 15th chapter, we're going to start with that 5th verse. And we're going to climax at that 8th verse. Amen. Amen. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
At 1 Corinthians. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Amen. At the 5th verse. 1 Corinthians is before Romans.
Amen.
And before 2 Corinthians. Amen. 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 If you're able to stand, please do so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, and he was seen of Cephas, then the 12. That word, that Cephas, that is the same as Peter.
Amen.
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
Yep.
After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also.
Yeah.
As one born out of due time.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading.
Amen.
And the hearers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments this morning. Amen. A thought that I want to speak on this morning. Why did Jesus hang around so long? Why? I wonder, have you ever thought about that? Why did Jesus hang around so long?
All right.
I'm talking about after he was crucified.
Right, right.
Why did he hang around so long?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He had preached the good news.
Yes, sir.
Released those who were held captive.
Right.
Giving sight to the blind.
That's right.
Bless the people that were oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
He announced that the kingdom of heaven was at hand.
Yeah.
He healed the sick, raised the dead.
That's right.
And cast out demons.
Mm-hmm.
He had made the ultimate sacrifice by allowing humans to misuse him.
My.
Abuse him. And crucify him so that we could be redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
On the cross of Calvary, in his dying hour, he said, "It is finished."
That's right. That's right.
So when he said that, one would expect after the victory over death, hell, and the grave, Jesus would immediately ascend to his Father.
All right.
One would expect Jesus to be anxious.
Yes, sir.
To go back home.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know if somebody do you wrong, and if you got opportunity to leave,
all right, you leave. All right.
But the question I ask: why did Jesus hang around so long? He just kept hanging around.
That's right.
Jesus seemed to be in no big hurry. He appeared to his good friend, Peter. Who Peter had recognized Jesus had been the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter had pledged eternal devotion to Jesus. But Jesus hung around long enough to restore a fallen saint.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
To lift the spirit of a downcast friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To forgive the denial of a trusted follower.
Mm-hmm.
We know what Peter did.
Yeah.
Peter denied our Lord.
That's right.
And Savior.
That's right.
But Jesus hung around long enough to reclaim his friend.
Amen. Amen.
As his very own.
Amen.
was one who faced Satan who had tried to break.
That's right.
And who sold Satan's desire to sift.
Yeah.
Like wheat.
Yeah.
Church, we must understand that Jesus always hang around for the saints who stumble.
All right.
Glory be to God.
All right. Right.
Amen, amen. When others criticize us for stumbling, when our weakness and our failure seem to mock our faith,
well,
when our adversary seem to have gotten the best of us,
uh-huh.
And when our conscience have beaten us up
much, my Lord,
Jesus hung around.
Yes, sir.
Jesus hang around long enough to let us know, church, that he loves us.
Amen.
Just the same.
Amen.
Regardless of our broken promises, mm-hmm. he still claims us as his own.
Amen.
Jesus hang around long enough to let us know that though our sin be as scarlet.
Yeah, yeah.
His blood can make us white.
That's right.
As snow.
That's right.
That's right.
We are forgiven and we can still walk in the newness of life.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons why Jesus
all right.
hang around.
All right.
I'm so glad that he hung around for me.
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Because when I stumble, Jesus is down to pick me up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you talk about me, Jesus is down to give me a fresh mind.
That's right.
And to say, Lord, they know not what they do. Jesus hung around. Jesus hung around long enough to appear to the 12 disciples. He appealed to those who he called to drop their nets, leave tax collecting tables, and give up all to follow him. We must understand, church, no other human before or after them will have the privilege of knowing the Master in such an intimate way.
That's right. That's right.
You got to understand, these was the leaders of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Coming generations will depend on their accuracy and their recollections of the writing and their faith. Because, church, we must realize Luke 12 and 48, too much is given.
That's right.
Much is required.
Right. Right.
Amen. Because they were the leaders. They would be first put to death
mm-hmm.
when the church were persecuted.
That's right.
When Jesus was crucified, church, each one of them felt a sense of sorrow,
yeah.
A sense of pain,
well,
a sense of loss. But before his ascension,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He hung around
Amen.
Long enough
Amen.
To appear
Amen.
To the 12.
Yes, sir.
Let us not forget, church, that Jesus always hang around for those whom much is required.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
There are always those who bear, there's all those who bear more than what seems. Their fair share of burdens.
Well,
who experience more than their share of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of us experience more than others.
Amen. Amen.
There are some who carry more of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
There are those whose lives have more than their fair share of setbacks.
That's right.
Problems. Tragedies,
mm-hmm.
misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
There are those whose bodies endure more pain,
all right,
and more sickness
mm-hmm.
than others.
Amen.
There are those upon whose shoulders a leadership and responsibility rests like a heavy yoke.
Mm. Right.
They have enough responsibility for two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all know those type of people?
All right.
As children, they grow up faster
mm.
and assume adult responsibility.
That's right.
For providing and caring for the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
As a single person, we all know they have to be both mother and father to the children.
Yeah.
Both husband and wife.
That's right.
To hold a home together.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you all know those type of individuals?
Amen.
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 Amen. Both sons and daughters to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Because you know how we are sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, amen. Sometimes their shoulders begin to ache with pain on the crosses they have to bear.
Well.
And some begin to wonder, Lord, can I handle it?
Mama.
How long, Lord? How long? We often ask ourselves that. How long, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
How long can I stand?
Yeah.
The responsibility, not only for myself, but for my family.
That's right.
And for everything else I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
How long, Lord?
Well.
How long? But I'm here to tell you, church, Jesus hang around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He hang around to comfort you.
Yes, sir.
To empower you. And to preserve those who much it require. Understanding, church. With Jesus on your side, you will never walk alone.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Because he promised to never leave us.
That's right. Thank you.
Nor forsake us.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus hung around long enough to appear to the 500 believing Christians.
Yeah.
He kept hanging around until he was seen by the whole entire church.
Yeah.
We got to understand, church. Jesus didn't simply appear to just the leadership.
That's right. That's
or to those that held special positions or office.
That's
or those with special gifts.
That's right. That's
but
right.
To the whole entire church.
Yeah.
Jesus understood that it takes more than just the leadership to do the work of the kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
It takes the whole entire church.
Amen. Amen.
Not to put the burden on nobody else. If we all do what we're supposed to do,
that's right.
Then that yoke on that person will be so heavy.
Amen.
If we all take the time and say, what can I do? Ain't nobody got to ask you to do nothing.
My Lord.
Shouldn't nobody have to ask you, call you up. You know what we have here at Mount Zion Baptist Church. You know what's coming up.
Amen.
Make yourself available.
Yes, sir.
What you want me to do. If I got to ask you, Lord help us. We should be willing vessels.
Yep.
Willing to do anything and everything for the Lord. Amen. If it's going to help the whole entire body, then we need to step forward. We need to step forward. And it's by time that we all step forward. And do what we need to do. It shouldn't be a certain group of people doing everything.
All right.
It shouldn't be these people, people doing this. This people doing that. It should be everybody doing something.
Amen.
And you know what we got coming up? I already see it. Amen. We got next month, we got the Christmas program.
That's right.
And y'all know how it is with children. If you done it before, they going to need some help. Make yourself available.
Amen.
Make yourself available.
All right,
make yourself available. He understood that it take all of us. We're strong in numbers.
Yes,
when we have unity, we're strong.
Amen.
Individually,
that's right.
We can't stand.
My Lord.
But as a group,
my Lord,
we are strong. And he's going to take all of us. It is not simple. The Lord for His God is not simple. The Lord for those whose names are always being called or just for those whose names and families go back to the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He is Lord of the whole church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We believe that God has no respect of person.
That's right.
And each one of us can do something.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The presence of the Lord is available to the newcomer.
That's right.
As well as the pillar of the church.
All right. All right.
Amen. He is available to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And well to the rich.
Yes,
he's available to the disabled.
That's right.
And well at the healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
He's available to women.
Mm-hmm.
He's available to men.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus' appearance before the 500 believing Christians demonstrated the truth that wherever God's children are doing the work of the kingdom and calling on the name of the Lord,
yes, sir.
Jesus is hanging around.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reclaiming the backslide.
That's right. That's
strengthen
right.
the weak.
Mm-hmm.
Confirming the faith of those who doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He's saving souls.
That's right.
He's anointing and baptizing with the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. When it comes to life and the well-being of God's church, Jesus just keep hanging around.
Amen, amen.
Jesus hung around long enough to appear to his brother James.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
One of the most That's discouraging right. and painful experiences of Jesus' ministry was the disbelief
That's right.
of his family All toward right. his mission.
All right.
Amen, amen. His comment is saying that a prophet is without honor only in his own hometown. And we must understand it was not just a reference but for his neighbors or his distant relatives.
Mm-hmm.
It also was a reference for his brothers
That's right.
and his sisters.
That's right. That's right.
Family and friends
mm.
and those closest to us
well,
can hurt us in a way
That's right.
that
That's
nobody right. else can.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
Lord help us all.
That's right.
Y'all know how it is with right. family. Sometimes your family is some of the hardest person yes. to reach.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus had a hard time with his family, what make you think you ain't going to have a hard time with yours?
All right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
But our problem is we don't practice what we preach.
Lord have mercy.
See, our family see a dib and dab over here.
Lord have
but we telling them, oh, how I love Jesus over here.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
they don't know. They're confused.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know whether to follow you
Amen.
Or deny you.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor.
Lord, help us all. We must understand, church, when you are born again, a lot of people ain't gonna understand.
Amen. Amen.
Because you got something on the inside.
Tell it, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. See, places you used to go,
Amen.
You don't go no more.
Yeah, well.
Things you used to say, you don't say no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen. Jesus' family didn't understand him.
Yeah.
Sometimes, church, when God began to move in our lives
uh-huh.
in a special way, those closest to us won't understand.
That's right. That's right.
But you cannot allow those individuals to stop you from serving God.
Amen.
We cannot afford to sacrifice our conviction.
That's right.
Or joy of the Lord because of their lack
Amen.
Of understanding.
Amen.
We cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot do it. We cannot do it, church.
That's right. That's right.
What is separating you
mm.
from the love of God? We must be prepared to let nothing, no one, including the approval or disapproval
mm-hmm.
or those we love,
yeah. Yeah.
separate us from the love of God.
Right.
Question. Why is that sometimes we cannot accomplish. We can, let me rephrase that. Why is it that sometimes we can't accomplish in death what we cannot achieve in life?
All right.
Why?
All right.
Let me explain what I'm talking about.
All right.
Sometimes it's only after a person has passed away that we begin to appreciate that individual.
Amen.
I should have done this. I should have done that.
Lord have mercy.
Why we can't give them the flowers while they're living?
That's right.
When that person tried to teach us. Amen. And so often we would love to have been told that how grateful that person was in life. And what that person means to us. Why is it that I've seen it over and over again?
Well,
people come up here and tell everything about an individual. I tell you, why did you tell it before they die?
All right, man. All right.
Why wait?
All right.
Because I know a lot of people want to come up here just to be seen.
My Lord. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Just to be seen. They didn't like him when he was living.
Yeah.
And they're glad he died. I'm just telling you what the truth is. Why can't we accomplish why do we wait till a person dies to tell them I love you?
Amen.
I appreciate you.
Amen.
Thank you for what you've done for me.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Because when I'm laying out here,
my.
I can't hear no thank you.
Amen.
I can't hear no I appreciate
That's right.
you.
That's right.
I can't hear no I'm glad I was your friend.
Yeah.
I can't hear none of that.
That's right.
That's why the old saying, give me my flowers while I still can smell them. Why I still can enjoy. Jesus hung around long enough for James to see him, giving James the assurance that it wasn't too late.
Well,
tell somebody that you love them.
Amen.
Don't wait till they're dead and gone. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mama gone, Lord, have mercy. I should have told Mama.
Lord, have mercy.
I love him.
Lord, have mercy.
Each and every day of your life, you need to tell each other that you love.
Amen.
And you better mean it. Because we know the day, not the hour, that God gonna call us home.
Amen.
You better tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody familiar with this story about Cinderella? She lived with her wicked stepmother and two equally wicked sisters.
That's right. Amen.
Church, we must understand we are influenced by a wicked stepmother. That is the devil.
Well,
who got two wicked daughters? The world.
Right.
And flesh.
My Lord. All right,
Pastor. Amen. Cinderella was made to live as a slave.
That's right.
She was beautiful. But she didn't feel beautiful.
That's right.
Everybody know the story. She didn't think about herself as beautiful. Because she was being influenced by a wicked environment.
Amen.
That put her down.
That's
messed
right.
over her.
That's right.
And reduced her to nothing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, the problem with Cinderella was that she was stuck there.
Yeah.
She was locked in the situation for a long time. She could not get out of it.
Well.
But we know the story.
Yes, sir.
One night, there was a ball. And she was transported to the ball in a chariot.
That's right.
There she met a prince. The prince saw Cinderella and he loved her. But the problem in the story, as you know, if the clock struck midnight. When the clock hit midnight, she reverted back to her old ways.
That's right.
She became a slave again to an evil stepmother and evil stepsisters.
All right.
But the good news of the story is the prince never forgot about Cinderella.
You're right.
Amen. Oh, that was a lot of folks at the ball.
Yes, sir.
But the prince's eyes was on Cinderella.
Amen.
Everybody wanted the prince, but the prince wanted Cinderella. Amen. And we know the story. He spared no effort to find Cinderella.
That's right.
Amen. He went about trying everybody on that shoe. Amen. Trying to see who fit the shoe.
That's right.
Amen. The prince went from house to house.
Yeah.
Trying the shoe on all different types of women.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he wanted to get that person that fit that shoe. Finally, church, we know the story that he came to Cinderella's house. Put the shoe on her foot.
That's right.
And found her and gave her a kiss. And you know the end of the story. The Bible, the story say they lived happily ever after.
Right.
Amen. And a lot of us are living like Cinderella. We are living as slaves under the world, the flesh, and the devil. Satan is holding us hostage.
Amen.
Maybe a few years ago you met the Prince of Peace. And he saved you, but you have gone back living at midnight.
All right.
With the devil and his two daughters.
Amen.
But I'm so happy that I serve a God.
Yes, sir.
That will come and see about me.
Amen.
A God that just don't want to bring you to something. God wants to give you something. Amen. He say, I go to prepare a place for
you. That's right.
Amen. And if I go,
Amen.
I shall come again.
Amen.
God has been so good to us. He brought us from a mighty, long way. Amen. Don't be like Cinderella.
That's right.
Convert back to your old ways.
Amen.
Don't be like Cinderella. Being locked in. When you know that God is there for you.
Right.
If God is for you, who can be against you?
Well,
I serve a mighty, good God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus kept hanging around to let us know that it's never too late.
Well.
Even at our age and whatever state we find ourselves in, regardless of what we have done or failed to do, it's not too late.
Amen.
As long as you got breath in your lungs and you can call on the name of Jesus, it is not too late.
Amen.
Now is the supper time.
Yeah.
Now is the day of salvation.
Right.
This can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Right.
Because Jesus is still hanging around.
Amen.
Not only did he hang around for Peter, the 12, and the 500, and James, but he hung around long enough for a Pharisee named Saul.
Yes, sir.
It was long after he had encountered Jesus.
While
on the Damascus Road.
Yes, sir.
Amen. On his way to wreak havoc on the church.
Amen. Amen.
Saul discovered that Jesus was still hanging around.
Yes, sir.
Amen. From that day, his life took on a new direction.
Well.
Amen. That same Jesus who spoke to Paul.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's still hanging around today.
All right.
Amen. Jesus' reach is still sufficient.
Yes, sir.
His strength is still perfect in our weakness. Mm-hmm. His arm of compassion has not been shortened. Yes. His love has not been decreased.
Amen.
His mercy is still from everlasting to everlasting.
Yes,
his blood still sanctified. His spirit still set free.
Yes.
Jesus' forgiveness is still stronger than sin.
Yes.
His joy is mightier than the ocean.
Right.
His peace still passes all understanding. His salvation is still stronger than death. I know that Jesus is still hanging around.
Yes.
You ask me, how do I know he's still hanging around? Because look at my hands.
Yeah.
My hands look new.
Yeah.
Look at my feet. My feet do too.
All right.
Jesus is still hanging around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For each and every one of us.
Amen.
Jesus is still hanging around. Why? Because we are still here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are still here, kept by his love.
All right.
Regardless of what our circumstance here, regardless of the situation, Jesus is still hanging around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Telling us to come unto him.
Yeah, yeah.
All ye that are labor and are heavy, say it, mama. Say it. All ye that are labor and are heavy laden.
That's right.
Take my yoke upon you.
Amen.
Learn of me.
Amen.
Because my yoke is easy.
Yes, sir.
And my burden is light.
Amen.
I'm so glad that Jesus hung around for me.
All right.
When I was out there doing everything, Jesus hung around long enough to save a wretch like me.
My Lord.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yes.
I was blind, but now I see.
Yes.
He hung around long enough to save a wretch like me.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that he hung around. That's why he hung around. That's why he hung around. To save us from our sin.
Yes,
I'm so happy he hung around. I'm so happy he hung around.
Amen.
That's why, church, I'm still here.
Amen.
Because Jesus hung around to save a wretch like me.
Amen.
I'm so happy today he hung around. There may be someone here today that don't know this Jesus. There may be someone here today that is lost. There may be someone here today that is confused. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is still hanging around.
Amen.
All you got to do is step out of the aisle.
Amen.
Don't worry about what nobody think. Don't worry about what nobody say. Jesus is there with outstretched arms telling you to come.
That's right.
The invitation is extended.
Amen.
The doors of the church is open.
Amen.
I'm still here, church.
Amen.
I'm